This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Chris Witz with you. Hope it's a good day for you so far. How often do we complicate the Christian faith? It's true that Jesus related to people of all ages. Even the children understood him. We read that the children loved to come to Jesus. When we're talking about simplicity and things like that, history tells us of a remarkable man born in about 1182, and his life and writings have impacted millions of people, and I'm referring here to Francis of Assisi. Have you heard of him? At his own time, Francis must have seemed a little strange, because we know that he preached to the birds, he actually planted cabbages upside down, and one day he stripped naked in the courtyard of the cathedral to symbolise the change that had happened in his life. And he also played imaginary violins. So Francis was not an ordinary person by any means. But he had a very carefree and simple outlook on life, a very happy man. He was born, as I said, in 1182 in the northern Italian city of Assisi. And we know that he was raised in a very wealthy middle-class family, grew up in the midst of luxury, and he had no problems with plenty of money in the family. He could buy anything that he wanted. We also know he was the life of the party, very popular young man, cultured actually, good-natured, made lots of friends. He was the life of the party. And if anyone was going to succeed in life, it would have been Francis, because he had everything going for him. But we're told along the road to wealth and status something happened to him. He realized the emptiness and futility of life trying to find money and trying to pursue money. It apparently troubled him a lot. And he had to come to terms with a basic principle that he had a lot while others around him didn't have very much. Now this worried him, it convicted him, and so he did something very dramatic. He committed himself to a life of poverty, so he had a very serious contribution to make, because he took to heart the words of Jesus, and this is what it says. This is the verse that apparently he thought of. It's Luke 18, verse 22. You might know this verse. It says, "Sell all you have and give the money to the poor, and then you will have riches in heaven. Come and follow me." They're the words of Jesus. And Francis of Assisi followed this road of poverty. He was convinced that this is what he should do and that God could be found in the simple and even the mundane things of life. For example, he sensed that gold couldn't rival the beauty of a sunrise or silver. It certainly had no comparison to clear water. And prestige, if he ever had any, would never overshadow the joy of friendship. It was the old hymn that said, "It's a gift to be simple, it's a gift to be free." And I'm sure that was the philosophy of Francis of Assisi. So he gave up everything to enjoy life in its simplicity. We're told that even the lowly earthworm received the appreciation of Francis. And if he was walking along a path and he saw an earthworm, he'd stop, pick it up, and make sure it was safe. And there was the group called the Little Brothers, and they lived together in this life of committed poverty. As far as we know, he didn't write a great deal, although some others wrote about him, and we know something of the book called The Little Flowers of St. Francis, and that's a story, a collection of his anecdotes and stories. There's the Canticle of the Sun and the Peace Prayer, and this is the prayer that probably you would remember. He said, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. And all for thy mercy's sake. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving," he said, "that we receive. It's in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life." They're the words of Francis of Assisi. So not many of us are probably called to a life of poverty as he was, but we can learn to be happy with less. Well, thank you, Lord, for people like Francis of Assisi. We thank you that that wonderful prayer still resonates with us today. May we take it on board, Lord, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.